Team Wrestling puts up more back-to-back-to-backs than Chris Berman in his prime, and unseasonably warm temps can't stop the downhill ski finals. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. For longtime listeners of this program, this first section is going to sound very, very familiar. But I promise it's not a repeat, even though all four team wrestling champions are repeats. That's right, Detroit Catholic Central, Lowell, Dundee, and Hudson all repeated as team wrestling champs, with some winning more than just back-to-back. In Division I, Detroit Catholic defeated Heartland 41-12 in the championship match. It's DCC's second straight D1 title, sixth in the last 8 years, and 17th in program history. In three rounds over the weekend, the Shamrocks allowed just 21 total points. In Division II, Lowell bested Freeland in the championship match, securing an 11th straight D2 title for the Red Arrows. The last time Lowell didn't win the title was 2013. Frozen was the top movie, and the Harlem Shake was a thing. In Division III, Dundee beat Whitehall 49-20 in the championship match. That makes 7 straight team titles for the Vikings, 9 of the last 11, and 16 finals titles overall. And in Division IV, Hudson won for a third straight time, this year beating St. Louis in the championship. This is the Tigers' 6th title in the last 8 years and 11th overall. That's 4 champions, all who need a new wing in the trophy case for their wrestling hardware. For complete coverage of the team championships, as well as all of the information you need for this weekend's individual finals at Ford Field, please check out MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Zeeland's Riley Smith. In her 6th and final game bowling at regionals, she rolled a perfect 300, claiming the individual regional championship and helping Zeeland advance to the MHSAA finals. Bark River Harris's Lauren Zawada, she put up 17 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, and 6 steals in a win over Munising, giving the Broncos an outright Skyline Central Conference title. And to Marquette hockey coach Doug Garrow, he notched his 200th win as coach and a 7-1 win over Escanaba.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
You may remember the scene from the movie Hoosiers where Coach Melvin Dale pulls Raid from a game on principle and later keeps him on the bench, electing to use just 4 players. Is this legal? The answer is no. NFHS rules state that if you have 5 eligible players, all must play, and you must have 5 to start the game. You're only allowed to play with fewer because of injury or disqualification. During the pandemic, some coaches facing teams down to 4 players had their 5th player stand near the sideline to create a 4-on-4 in the spirit of good sportsmanship, which is legal. But you can't do what Coach Dale did and say, "That's my team."
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Repeat champions were the theme of the day at the MHSAA ski finals as well. Yes, despite the balmy temps, there is skiing taking place. Starting in Division II, which took place at Nubs Knob in Harbor Springs, the Petoskey boys team won its 5th straight title and 12th in the last 13 years. On the girls' side, Cadillac won its 2nd title in 3 years and now has a top 3 finish in each of the last 4 years. Over at Boyne Highlands for the Division I finals, it was Traverse City Central's boys team ending the Traverse City West's 3-year run as champion. Flip those results on the girls' side, TC West repeats as champion, with TC Central coming in 2nd. Complete results, including individual champions, can be found at MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.